For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. For us, Christmas is a season of joy and glory. But for Mary and Joseph, the journey began with surprise, danger, and uncertainty. It took them from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem to the darkness of a stable and the wonder of a miraculous birth. On the hills nearby, shepherds felt in terrified awe at the angelic announcement that a Savior had been born for them, and so began their late-night journey to find Him. Wise men observed a sign from heaven. A new star signaled that something momentous had taken place. Bringing precious gifts, they journeyed to find Him. Bethlehem. As soon as we say the name, our minds are transported back to the centuries, to the incredible events that took place so that one day we can know Emmanuel, God with us.
Of me.
The story of the birth of Jesus has been retold for over 2,000 years. We picture the poor carpenter Joseph and his virgin bride, the inn that had no room, the baby sleeping in a feeding trough. And though we're certain that the Father had planned every moment, we'll look with wonder and say, how strange that God's only begotten Son will come the way he did.
Sure, he must have been surprised. I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world, why here? Inside the stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world, why here? Inside the stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way, such a strange way, oh, a strange way to save the world, to save the world.
When the shepherds rushed into Bethlehem that night, what did they expect to find? Could they have imagined the Prince of Heaven in such a place? Still, they knew enough to fall in worship at the sight of the baby who was Christ the Lord. Every nativity scene has the familiar figures: Mary, Joseph, shepherds and kings, camels and cows and sheep, and of course, the baby lying in the manger. As we put each one in place, we're struck again at the thought, it's the greatest story in the world, and it's all true.
A woman and an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a stable and some straw. These tell the greatest story ever told.
Most in glory in the highest, He is come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery.
Mighty
God and fragile baby, here a lowly man.
shepherds, a blaze of blinding light. Angels singing carols in the cold. Eternal revelation to men as dull as stone. The glorious, greatest story.
Was started in the sleepy little town of Bethlehem, was only the beginning of the Savior's amazing story. He would be worshipped and hunted, received and rejected, loved and hated, celebrated and betrayed. One day he would be abandoned, arrested, beaten, and crucified. But the greatest miracle of all is how far he would go to redeem us.
Outside Jerusalem, oh, sweet.
Let the carols ring out today with the good news of his coming. Let's join with the angels in singing that there's great joy for all people. A Savior has been born in Bethlehem. He is the Messiah, our Lord.